Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we did two hadiths. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, وَمَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَهَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will make the path to Jannah easy for the one who treads the path in search of knowledge. This person is treading the path, searching ilm, trying to acquire dini knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his pathway to Jannah easy for him. The other hadith we did, وَعَنْهُ أَيْضًا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالْ مَنْ دَعَى إِلَى هُدًى كَانَ لَهُ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ مِثْلُ أُجُورِ مَنْ تَبِعَهُ لَا يَنْقُسُ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْئًا. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who invites towards guidance will receive the same reward as those who follow him without their reward being decreased in any way. Those people that are following, their reward, they'll still get whatever reward is due to them. But this person will also get a reward without those people's reward being decreased in any way. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fazal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grandeur doesn't need to be shared, like how we have a piece of cake, or have a cake. If we take one person takes a piece, then now the cake becomes smaller. If three people are sharing from it, then it becomes even smaller. If four or five people are sharing, now it becomes even smaller. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that that person will get a full share, this person also will get a full share. Nothing is taken away because you're sharing the sawab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives full sawab. So there is no shortage of the sawab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we should always try and take advantage. At some opportunity we'll find that we'll have a chance to share with somebody something we learnt in life, some experience, some saying, even if how to make wuzu, how to enter the masjid, how to leave the masjid, how a person should sleep, one dua of sleeping, something we teach one child, that child will practice upon it for the rest of their life. We continuously will be getting a full investment. Full investment, full reward. And not only that, if that child now happens to teach somebody else, we will also get the reward of that. Also, we didn't even know that this person now will go teach someone else. So this is that perpetual reward, perpetual investment opportunity that we have. We should not let it go. Often we sit on a table, often we get together, family get togethers, and sometimes we'll find that everything else is discussed and aspects of deen is completely neglected. So yeah, we should take advantage. We don't have to overdo it also, but at the same time, where we can fit in something, fit in, teach somebody something, that life skills that we will empower them with, we ourselves firstly will benefit because we are speaking about it with the niyat that, oh Allah, give me the tawfiq of practicing upon this, and at the same time we're getting the opportunity of teaching someone else. وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when the son of Adam, meaning when any person, any insan, he passes away, in qata anhu amaluhu, his actions cease, they stop, they freeze, illa min thalathin, except for three persons. That person, the first person is sadaqatin, jariyatin, or his actions cease except for three actions. Three actions still continue earning him reward. So this account from these three accounts are not frozen. Every other account this person has will freeze except these three accounts for our understanding purposes. The first is sadaqatin jariyatin, that sadaqat that is perpetual. A person in his lifetime, if for example he spent money on a borehole, he spent money on a madrasa, he spent money on a masjid. Now these masjids are continuing, people are still going to read namaz day. That borehole people are still benefiting water from. Or the person spent some money on some madrasa, that madrasa is still running. So this person is still earning. That investment hasn't frozen. That investment is continuing and this person is getting a direct share from that investment. Or ilmin yuntafa'u bihi, or some knowledge from which benefit can be derived. A person, he, as we mentioned, he taught somebody something, he explained to people. Now these people are still benefiting from that knowledge. They are teaching others. That investment scheme is not frozen. This person is still earning in his qabr. While he's lying in his qabr, he's seeing those rewards are still coming. He's still looking at those balances accumulating and accumulating. How nice that person feels. Why, he didn't waste his time. There was some knowledge Allah Pak had given him. He shared it with his family. He shared it with his friends who could benefit. He shared it. He didn't just waste his time and while it. Now when he's lying in his qabr, he's appreciating that his accounts are open and the investments are still coming. Oh, waladin salihin yad'u lahu. And the third investment that a person does and that doesn't freeze, that account still stays open, is a child, a pious child that makes dua for him. Person leaves pious children are making dua for him. They can be children, they can be grandchildren, they can be even ruhani children. They are not his physical, biological children, but his children that he thought he was like a father to them in terms of ilm, in terms of knowledge, in terms of the way he took care of them. This is the extended meaning. The actual meaning is where a person invested in his child, invested in his children, and he made sure that they grew up the right way. Now they are pious, they are making dua for him. What a better thing to have than having children, person give them all the worldly education, all the worldly knowledge, but when they come to the qabr, they don't know what to read. They don't know what to read. They're not sure what surahs must read, what dua must make, what should we be asking for. Our father has passed away. Why, we gave them all the Western education, but we didn't teach them the basic things about deen. Now they don't even know what to read, what du'as must make, how, what du'as must even read in the janazah salah. We deprived them so much. We'll continue with the hadith later, tomorrow inshallah. I'll just mention one incident. Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah ali, in his kitab, that Sharia and Tasawwuf, you'll see at the end there's one incident mentioned. Then there was a father that had, from India, he had sent his son to Europe to study. And his son had studied, and his father, naturally from India, he had to save a lot of money, a lot of his money that he was earning, he was saving, and he was investing in this child's education, with the hope that one day this child will get some degree. And when he gets a degree, then we can see a better life, we can see a more lush, more beautiful life, because our son will be qualified. And he'll be qualified from the West, he'll be English speaking, he'll get a good job, and we'll have a much happier, better life. So this was his hope and his ambition. So he kept on investing as far as the education of the child was concerned. He saved whatever he could save. It so happened the child just qualified. The child just qualified, and now the child had come back to India. When he'd come back to India, he had picked up an illness. And he had picked up a very, very severe illness. Very sick he got. Some disease he had picked up. So that father is sitting next to the child, and the child is almost on his deathbed. And the father is telling the child that so many years we invested in you, so many years we saved and we spent on you, with the hope that one day you'll come back and you'll support us, one day you'll come back and we'll have a better life, and this is the end result of my years of investment. And then the child replies to the father, "Oh my father, that today I realize that all that money and all that time that you've invested in my knowledge, the only thing I can perceive is darkness. The only thing I can get out of this knowledge is darkness. I don't know what to read, what to say, what to do in this condition. I can only experience darkness that I am seeing. So all that money and the time and that energy that you invested, I'm only seeing and experiencing darkness. If only you had invested your time in giving me some dini talim, some dini education, at least today I could have seen some light. At least today I could have felt some of the ruhaniyat and nuraniyat that a person, a pious person, would feel and experience at the time of death." So this is what the investment of the dunya is. It looks very rosy, it looks very, very promising, but right at the end, it just leaves a person. Right at the end, it abandons a person. Except obviously a person that is pious, person that earns his wealth correctly, he spends his wealth correctly. Now that wealth becomes a means of taking a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But take out that dini knowledge, take out that dini talim from that child, then that wealth, no matter how much he gets, that wealth is of no benefit. In fact, at the end, that wealth will only become something that is a means of regret. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.